Hey, it's Aaron Hogan, Genesis driver, encouraging you to experience the difference between ordinary and extraordinary with the Genesis GV80 at Genesis of Round Rock. You'll discover bold design, advanced technology, and refined power. And this month at Genesis of Round Rock, enjoy ultra-low APR financing, just 0.49% APR for up to 48 months on select 2026 GV80 models. You heard that right, 0.49%. Get out there and see them at Genesis of Round Rock, 2201 North May Street, or explore your options online at genesisofroundrock.com. Luxury never looks so good. Welcome to Genesis.
From the 102.7 ESPN studios in Austin, Texas, this is the Jeff and Ed Show.
Are we back? We're back on the air. I'm Ed Plummets along with Jeff Ward, Kyle Owen. Pushing buttons today. The SEC media days are underway, and Commissioner Greg Sankey said today that he continues to have conversations with congressional leaders about the Protect College Sports Act, but stopped short of saying whether all the conferences' suggested changes need to be implemented for to support the bill. He also talked about a possible breakaway from this whole thing. SEC breaks away. If they do that, the Big Ten would break away. And I think the ACC would like to break away. I think the Big 12 would break away as well. The big issue in this whole thing, the big issue in this whole deal is the revenue sharing. The SEC doesn't want to share their revenue. The SEC and Big 10 garner 80% of the football television revenue, and they don't want to share it. They don't want to share it, which I don't blame them not wanting to share the deal. And they want to keep what's been going on the last few years. And I think they agree, what I've talked and heard about, they agree with the things about the transfer portal and things like that and the 5 years of playing. But I don't think they're going to – it may pass Congress, may. And if it does, that's when that's going to break them. That's when they say we're leaving and the Big Ten leaves and we go on to a new direction, which I think is inevitable. Is inevitable in college football. Is your mic on there? You turn your mic on there.
There you go.
Yeah, I got to turn it. Yeah, I know you've been on vacation. Yeah. You got to learn.
Forgot about that.
Turn
stuff.
The mic on. Be present. Be strong voice.
If it were, what kind of window do they have to bolt?
I have no idea.
Because it becomes law. By law, they can't go anywhere. That's what I think is the whole point of the MAGA guys.
So they have to get break
before that's what I think.
Yeah.
I would have already done it.
I have no qualms if they do it either.
Yeah.
And
I don't see what are you waiting on? The landscape's not going to change. You wait around and this bill passes.
You're
the
stuck.
MAGA guy's got you.
Yeah, you're
that's
stuck.
What he wants. What he wants to stop. He's got Rafael Cruz doing this, so you don't run off and leave him, so he doesn't feel like he's second class. Because that's the worst fear is, you take 80% of the TV money with you. Those leagues are now. I mean, you could say they're already Big 12 and ACC are already kind of secondary, but they'd really be secondary.
Well, I think we have differing views on this because I think if the split comes with the SEC and the Big Ten, I think the ACC and Big 12 go, please take us, please take us, please
sure.
take us. And I think with their combined television revenues, they'll say, okay, you can come along. And that, how many teams would that? Kyle, do the math quickly. Well, 32, 60-something teams.
Why would you do that?
Because you have some elements and you've got parts of the country that I think,
right, but why wouldn't you
and television markets right. that need to be serviced?
But a lot of them, I don't want to split the money 64 ways. First of all, understand everyone's super greedy. They don't care about each other. They just care about themselves. So if I'm the SEC, why would I go invite a bunch of other people to split my money with? I would go invite those that can add value to my league, mm-hmm. but I'm not going to invite everybody along. I don't want to see, their point is they don't want a 66 team league and they're splitting that money. They'd rather have a 30, 40 league team and keep more of the money and generate more.
Well, if you have a 30 or 40, you'd have to get elements of the ACC and the Big 12.
Some, the ones that make you money.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that may be, but I think you've got to get the media markets.
There's nobody from the Big 12 that adds value. And by say value, don't get all whiny, everybody. I'm not saying you care about football.
I disagree.
There's no value.
What about the Phoenix television market with Arizona State?
Okay. Maybe.
All right.
Yeah.
Are you with me?
That's the one.
All right.
That's it.
What about the Houston big television market?
You got that with A&M in Texas.
Big TV market. But still, I would put Houston in there.
More people will watch A&M or Texas than they watch Houston.
Agreed. But you still have that Houston TV market. If you could cherry pick, and it would be good night, sweet prince for the Oklahoma States of the world and Iowa States.
And Texas
and
Tech.
Kansas States and Kansas. No. Yes. Tech has the dough now, man. They got the dough. They money already, talks, and you know what walks.
The league has dough. They don't need
Tech
his dough.
Well, Tech has dough.
Okay, but...
They got dough, baby.
But the dough, if I'm Texas and I'm the rest of the... I'm the Big Ten of the SEC, him spending money in his own team doesn't do me any good. I don't care. I want someone that's going to make me more money and my members more money. And Texas Tech doesn't do that. Your argument about Arizona State might makes much more sense than Texas Tech in terms of what they bring to the table.
Well, I say they bring money, which they do, and they
but it's his own money and his own team.
They have the power to buy some of the best players. And what do you want in a super college football league? You want the best players in the country. You don't want live golf. You don't want live.
Yeah.
You want the best players out there. And Cody and the Tech folk have now turned the corner, and they're spending money like drunken sailors on sports, and they bring a lot to the table.
They don't.
I disagree.
What?
Money, as I just eloquently said.
But it's their own money.
But they're getting, they're buying some of the best players in the country.
I got that, but let me try to speak in purely economic terms. No feelings at all. None. Don't care where you are, where you come from, or how much you care. Purely economic reasons. If I split and I'm the SEC and the Big Ten, I'm not looking for more talent on the field. I'm looking to go to ESPN and say, pay me more in rights. That's all they care about. And that's all they should care about. Well, the fact that Texas Tech feels a lot and cares a lot and has a guy that spends a lot of money on his team doesn't mean jack to ESPN. It doesn't draw numbers. They're not in the football business. They're in the entertainment business. They're in the box office business if they split. And so when they split, I think they already should have done it, but whenever they do this, they're looking for rights fees. They're looking for the most money they can make from Fox and ESPN or Netflix or any stream.
I think the SEC will expand, and they'll allow the Techs in because, listen, I think the SEC realizes you got some dead weight in the SEC.
Sure, absolutely.
You know, and I was going to get into the poll later, and the bottom of this poll is just saying, we stink.
I know.
So, and I know the
well, look, if you...
The Big 12 has dead weight.
Sure, but if you said, if I could get rid of the bottom of the SEC and put Tech in instead of Mississippi State, sure, I would do that.
Okay.
Sure.
You're coming my way.
No, I'm not.
Coming my way.
But I don't think they're going to do that. Look, I have already said how I would do this. I would get rid of them now. I would say goodbye.
See, there's a semblance of tradition. Have we lost all tradition in this country? Have we?
Yeah.
Have we?
Unfortunately, yes.
Oh, I hope not.
Yes, we have.
Oh, I hope not.
What makes you think otherwise?
I don't know, because I mean, they're known Jones Stadium over there, named after old man Jones from 47.
Yeah, so no. I don't even know. I mean, I don't know if the bill's going to pass. I have no idea. At this point, I have no clue. It's not for lack of trying by Rafael Cruz being paid to try.
Again.
Not because he cares, being paid just like Ken Paxton to try to shake the trees.
Elements of this bill I like, involving the transfer portal, 5 years, that sort of thing. But I think you're just trying to rescue so many little programs who, and Kyle, what did Dave Aranda say today from the Big 12? He said,
he basically said that for some people, the $20 million is just the baseline, but for people like him and other schools, that's the absolute cap.
Mm-hmm. And that's what you will ultimately face when you have to kick out some of the teams. And I think Baylor will be a victim because Baylor cannot financially sustain big-time college football. Tech can. Arizona Baylor, State can.
Yeah, well,
Texas State can't. God love them. Wash State, Oregon State, Boise State.
I'm just saying, if I'm sitting across the table and I'm Disney, and you show me I got all this data. I have data teams, and you're trying to make an argument for Texas Tech. I don't see the data. Sorry, I don't care what you feel. ESPN doesn't care.
Well, you should see the data when they have some of the best players in the country on their. On their team, and you can see that they made the playoffs last year, and you can see with your own eyes that they should make the playoff again this year. Can you see that?
They don't care. I mean, it doesn't. When my ad team hits the street, Lubbock, Texas is not selling me more Fords.
But they're not selling you more Fords in Fayetteville, in Starkville.
Right. So why would
Lexington,
I add more?
In Louisville,
I don't need,
Vanderbilt.
If I'm ESPN, I'm Disney, I don't need any more small to mid markets. Don't come with me that stuff. It doesn't do any good for my business.
So you get rid of Auburn and Alabama?
I would try. I mean, they won't, but I would.
You can't get rid of Auburn and Alabama? Come on now, man.
They won't. But don't tell me adding Tech adds value to my business. It doesn't.
I think it does. Under the new climate, when you got a drunken sailor up there that likes to frack and drill and drill and drill.
And he spends money on his own team. Again, I'm Disney. Don't think of the teams. Just think of Disney. Disney doesn't care what he cares about. Mm. They care about the ability to charge the most for advertising that they can. That's their job. And so I pay you, the SEC, when you show me you can drive up my ability to charge more for advertising.
I think Tech has cachet now because they're recognized as the bad boys of college football. And some people say, I'm for the bad boys.
And if I call an ad agency in New York and they say, what have you added? Lubbock. That ad agency is going to go.
And they say, we've added the bad boys of college football, Texas Tech.
Bad boys can't be quantified.
That ad team is going to say, I don't want them involved. They're bad publicity.
Yeah.
You're talking the wrong ad agencies. No. Yeah.
I see. So I don't need to talk to ad agency for Ford. They don't feel these things.
Beer.
Okay.
Erectile dysfunction.
Yep.
They've got erectile dysfunction in Lubbock. I know. I used to live there.
Oh.
Yeah. Seen some of the girls in the panhandle.
That'll
give you.
Yeah. Whew. I don't know. It's a tough sell. That's why he's trying to pay. I think he knows. Disney doesn't give a flip about his program.
Damn. See, I guess I'm such a traditionalist. I'm a traditionalist.
Well, look, I'm the one who advocates for the Southwest Conference again.
Yeah.
I think it would be a really good league on every level.
With Rice?
No. They're finished. They're not going to play football anymore. Well, I've talked to them.
Have you?
Yeah, we've had a cover of this.
But you guys promised we're not playing football.
I said, I almost came to school there.
Uh-huh.
We got to stop this, guys. Come on. Let's just let it go. Let's just...
I hate to break it to you, Jess Neely died.
Yeah, let's keep employing people, and you guys make a lot of money and do that whole Nobel Prize thing. Let's just stick to that. So,
Vandy do that too, yeah. Diego's graduated. You can go back to your old ways.
Yeah, All right, to Twitter we go.
Twitter.
All right. Texas Hardball tweets, first halftime show ever at a World Cup.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Sure.
And the bar is low.
Yeah.
It's really low. Will there be a halftime show at the next World Cup?
No. No.
I don't think so
there will be.
I don't think so either.
Because they're going to South American countries. They're not
going
to do that.
They're not. They're going to...
I thought they're going to South America.
They're going to
six different countries.
They're
doing Morocco, Spain, Portugal, Argentina, Uruguay, and Paraguay.
But only the first couple of games.
That's three South American countries.
They're not going to keep the whole tournament. You're not traveling from Buenos Aires to Lisbon.
They're going to probably keep one or two groups over there.
Yeah, they're going to play initial games in South America for some, I don't know, reason. Okay.
Yeah.
and then the rest of it's going to be played in Europe, where it should be anyway.
Where's the
or here?
I agree.
I don't care.
Where's the final going to be? Do we know?
I think it's in Morocco at that brand new $10 billion stadium they're building.
Okay.
That's going to be fun. They can maybe. I have got an idea for promotion.
Let's hear it.
You get the referees coming in by camel.
Mm.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Nice.
Play some of that Moroccan music, that exotic Moroccan music.
I see. Okay.
Exotic. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
You with me?
Because they're having a hard time.
Sell out to the ad agency there.
They're having a hard time drawing viewers. T3 Monahan tweets, here you can pick up one of these Louis Vuitton cases that they had the World Cup trophy in on South Congress.
I bet you can.
Yeah.
SoCo, as they like to say, SoCo.
The Dems Dre tweets, gotta love that Spain photoshopped out the senile old man that wouldn't leave the stage during the trophy ceremony. I mean our president.
Oh, that's sad.
Not only that, the FIFA head tried to get him off the stage.
I know, trying to pull him off. I'm not going anywhere.
Go.
Get off me, whatever your name is that you gave me the you gave me the Nobel Prize of soccer.
The two of them got booed like there's no tomorrow. Mm. Because they're so similar.
So they had a Louis Vuitton case. Today I saw Ryan Fox, who won the British Open, coming back to the United States. He had like a box that people who have cameras have. I think he was flying coach today.
Nice.
From London, flying coach back over here. I'm like, what are you doing, man? You made $2 million? You at least get in first class.
Yeah. Good for him.
He's an everyman. I like the guy. Do you see his swing? You see the same swing every day at Muni or at Mo Willie. You see that same swing on municipal golf courses, and I loved it. The dude plays so fast. He didn't mess. He didn't mess around. He didn't jerk.
He didn't cheat like
that Bryson DeChambeau. He didn't stomp the wispy grass. I like the guy. Ryan Fox played on the European Tour from New Zealand.
Did you go ballistic over Bryson DeChambeau cheating?
We had a really good show when that happened. We had Mark Brooks on, and Mark Brooks said, hey, he did. It was bad.
Yeah.
It was obvious.
He got ripped by the Golf Channel.
And you know who he called, apparently?
Yeah.
Friday night? The president.
Trump. Yeah. Jeff's going to try to get some goons to come in and fix it.
Jeff Shackelford, we have on the 15th Club Golf Show a lot, he had the story. He broke the story. Yeah, he found out that DeChambeau and DeChambeau's people called Trump and said, hey, could you help me out? And apparently he said no. But R and I didn't like him. They don't like Trump at all. He has no cachet with them.
We have service members dying.
Mm-hmm.
Do we really need to be making phone calls about red cards and stamping down your lie? Is this really what we need to be doing right now?
Jeff, he's a president for everybody.
What does that have to do with golf?
He's a president for everybody and his friends. He helps people who he likes, okay?
Oh, okay.
Didn't work for Bryson.
Our gas prices?
Well, Jeff, the benchmark crude was up today because of the more bombings going on, and sadly we've lost... with 17 soldiers now. Yeah. God love most 19-year-old soldier from Carrollton, woman,
yep.
Girl.
Mm. This photograph tweets, Jeff, your guy Scataboo almost sprained an ankle doing a backflip at Fanatics Fest in New York. Hopefully this guy doesn't hurt himself in WWE or doing crazy stuff. I saw
the video
today. You,
good God, what?
This guy
is a
nut. Absolute knucklehead.
We saw the video earlier, and he did a backflip. That
Look,
went wrong. I'm surprised he didn't tear his
Cam
knees
Scataboo
up, ankle.
Is not exactly a rocket scientist. Let's be clear. He is a moron. Here's the problem.
But he runs hard.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But see, he doesn't run hard when he has a bad leg because he got hurt. He broke his leg a year ago. And he was helping the Giants. And I think he's important to the Giants because he is a really versatile back. But the thing about the NFL, the minute you lose a step or two, they don't care.
Mm.
You're gone.
Mm.
And breaking your leg your rookie year and then doing back flips and falling down is not only a stupid look, it's running the risk of you getting hurt again when you've been out for the whole year.
I don't know if y'all saw this. I think the same day Jackson Dart was jumping off cliffs in a boat and
stuff
like
that. He's an idiot too.
Yeah.
They're two stupid guys.
Well, you know, something, jumping off a cliff, isn't there something in the contract?
Yes.
You don't do
yes.
dumbass behavior.
Yes.
Like, that's what got Jeff Kent, the former Astro.
Yeah, it's...
got in a motorcycle accident.
They broadened, you know, they used to argue over specific things like skiing and playing pickup basketball, and they broadened it. So, I would think these guys, I think their agent probably had to make a phone call and say, hey, fool, stop. Stop it. You know what you do for a living now? You play football. You know you're not in college anymore. Stop it. I don't know. I mean,
and what the hell was he wearing to yesterday?
He looked like he was at a mall.
Yeah. He looked like he was excited about going to Spencer's Gifts and going to get a damn pretzel.
Nah, I feel like he's shopping at the Gap at a mall. Those two guys, that game will leave you right behind. They don't care. You go running into dudes some more, Jackson Dart, you're not gonna last long. Cam Scataboo. But no, I mean, can you imagine if you're John Harbaugh looking at that guy? What are you doing?
Yeah, what are you doing? Like,
what are you doing?
You're coming off
fool?
A major injury.
You broke your leg, and now you busted your ass doing a backflip at a card show. When we last left him, he was at a WWE thing getting shoved.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, I like him. I do. I think he's a really good player.
Well, he's impressive against Texas a few years ago.
He was had good moments last year as a rookie.
Yeah.
But, buddy, how long is he going to last?
He may flame out rather quickly. I hope he doesn't because he's fun to watch
play. He is fun to watch, but I think you're right.
He's going to do something dumbass. Really, he'll get injured
he'll
again.
He'll keep running into dudes.
Yeah. And Jackson Dart, I don't know. Jackson Dart, just, hey, man.
You're
a professional quarterback. Get out of bounds.
You're not playing Arkansas.
You can take that sack. You can take that sack,
buddy.
You
would think he would learn that. Like, every time he cut back last year, he got knocked out.
Yeah.
Like, don't you? Like, at what point do you not understand?
This is not Kentucky.
Yeah. I can't juke these guys. They will knock me out.
Okay, we got to take another break. After
don't
this.
You know they're watching video and going, is that moron going to cut back against us?
I know.
And he did.
He did. And he does it. And I hope John Harbaugh has a little more control than the other brain surgeons of the football giants did. So, yeah. I don't know who his backup is. Oh, he's so lucky. Oh.
What is he? He was wearing blue jeans shorts.
He had some like the Statue of Liberty t-shirt. It was weird looking.
He looks like he might be a sophomore at Crockett High School.
And a bad looking haircut.
He's got the worst kind of mullet.
Yeah.
He's a tough guy. I just. Stupidity off the field sort of translates into on. Like, I feel like he's just going to keep running into guys head on.
Mm-hmm.
When he's got moves, I mean, he can make guys miss.
Sure. But he didn't have to have a lot of moves.
I know. Anyway, when he played Texas, when he moved at the pile 6 yards.
Yeah. Yeah, and he could run out.
In the NFL, you don't move at the pile, bud.
No.
You don't move the pile. The goal is to not get hit in the face in the NFL.
You're not Earl Campbell. You are not.
He's 5'7".
Yeah, I am not Earl Campbell.
Yeah.
All right, got to take a break. More on 102.7 ESPN after this.
Jeff Ward and Ed Clements. Afternoons 4 to 6 on 102.7 ESPN.
You got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
Sometimes kids play with pretend guns. It's up to us to make sure they don't play with real ones. Keep yours stored locked and unloaded. Learn more at nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Jeff and Ed Show on 102.7. ESPN.
And back on the show, Ed and Jeff, Kyle pushing the right buttons. Trey Elling at the SEC. USA Today had their SEC preseason poll. Texas number one, Georgia two, LSU three, Ole Miss four, five was A&M. So Kyle and I talked about this last week, Jeff, that in the SEC preseason poll, an SEC poll about players, that Trinidad Chambliss was the SEC number one quarterback.
It should be.
Number two quarterback was, surprise, wasn't Arch.
What are they going to say, Sam Leavitt?
No, no.
Not John Mateer.
Not John Mateer, no.
Lenore Sellers?
No, not Lenore Sellers. How about Marcel Reed from the fight in Texas A&M Aggies? Whoop, whoop.
Is that the same Marcel Reed I saw a year ago?
Yes.
Okay.
It was the same.
I mean, I put him in the top five. I don't know if I put him at number two. Why isn't Gunnar Stockton the second-best quarterback in the league? Because I think he is the second-best quarterback. Trinidad Chambliss today is the best quarterback in the league.
I agree, and I think you're Gunnar Stockton.
Gunnar Stockton would be number two, I would pick. And then I think you get into, I don't think you can argue one way or another. It's Marcel Reed, Arch Manning, Sam Levitt, Lenore Sellers. Pick one out of a hat as of right now. Mm-hmm. That's the way I think that works.
And I think we're...
Because they all had good moments, and they all had bad moments.
We're drunk on the Kool-Aid here in Austin about Arch because of the way he ended the year. But let's be honest, LSU was number three, yeah.
Sam Levitt.
Pardon me?
Oh, no, LSU was number three in the poll.
LSU's number three in this, Texas, Georgia, LSU, Ole Miss, and A&M, yeah.
Okay.
But, no,
A&M is better than Ole Miss.
I think they probably are, too. We're drunk on the Kool-Aid of Arch because of the way Arch ended this year with the A&M game and the Michigan game.
But in
game.
Total, Trinidad Chambliss was, if you remove Fernando Mendoza from the mix, he's the second-best quarterback in college football a year ago, start to finish.
I agree. He almost single-handedly beat Miami.
Carried the team to the semifinal.
Yes, yes.
On his own.
Yes.
He was spectacular.
Yeah. But Gunnar Stockton does all the right stuff.
I know.
Yeah.
Look, it's hard to argue with him. But Trinidad Chambliss almost beat the best defense in the game a year ago.
They did.
Okay? So there's no... I mean, if Arch Manning's the best quarterback in the league in November, then okay. But it's not even August, and he's not the best quarterback in the league.
No, I was listening. Someone on ESPN today said he may not be a first-round draft pick. I still think he has...
I don't know.
Could be.
An owner would pick him. If the draft were tomorrow,
yes.
There are owners that don't care what the scouts
say. They want the name.
There are owners that don't care what the head coach says.
Yeah, they want the name. Now, on this USA Today, Texas will play LSU number three, okay. Mississippi four, the Aggies five, Oklahoma 6, Florida 9, Missouri 10. Then you go all the way down. Texas plays number 15, Mississippi State. And then they play number 16, Arkansas. Arkansas is dead ass last.
Yeah.
Dead ass last. Yeah. Arkansas, once proud, suey pig, Razorback.
It's a money sport.
Dead ass last.
The two poorest are at the bottom.
Mm.
And I'm not buying this Ole Miss thing. I'll take Oklahoma over Ole Miss.
I think Ole Miss with Trinidad will carry them. I think Oklahoma is sneaky, going to be sneaky good because I was listening to Venables today, and they've improved their wide receivers that were stunk last year. Mateer's healthy, hand injury okay. And I think they play defense and kick. They have a sour taste in their mouth what happened last year against Alabama.
Okay, but
big bad taste, yeah.
But they can play defense and kick. Mm-hmm. I have no idea I don't know what John Mateer is going to do. I'm not sure I know what Arch Manning is going to do, and neither does anyone else.
I do, too. I think Arch is going to, I'm being optimistic, I think Arch is going to build on what happened. He's a more mature Arch.
He has
Arch.
Far, far, far more around him than Trinidad Chambliss.
Indeed.
He's got far more around him than probably everybody in, yeah. He has more to work with in the throwing game than anyone else in the league.
Trey Wingo, Cam Coleman, and the others.
Ryan Wingo,
yeah.
Was on ESPN.
Trey.
But in terms of skill players, it's a receiver. It's Texas, then probably A&M, and then I don't know after that.
LSU always has talented receivers.
Okay, but Texas might have two first-round receivers.
Well, they were talking about
A&M
today.
A&M might have two first-round receivers.
Talking about ESPN today, how bad Arch was on his short passes. He was last on short passes.
Yeah.
We saw that.
That on-target number of his is a dumpster fire.
On short passes. Yeah. We saw that on this first pass of last year's season against Ohio State in Columbus where somebody's naked out there and missed it wide.
But he doesn't have just a few good targets. He's got a few great ones, including big guys.
And
if he can't have a good year with what's around him now, then he wouldn't be a first-round pick.
And he's got more than Trey Wisner. Trey Wisner now bolted. He's got two talented guys that came in the transfer portal that can help with the running game, that can catch the ball out of the backfield, and help that where it's not just, it's not all about you, Arch. You don't have to put all that on your back.
I'd have A&M at 4 and Oklahoma at 5. But, you know.
Alabama, they have at 7. Alabama's sort of a wild card.
Yeah.
They don't have a quarterback. You know, they got a new quarterback.
Right.
And Alabama, because of money, not the Nick Saban, but Alabama.
Starting to, he knew that. That's why he got out of the job.
Yeah.
He knew what was coming.
Yeah. And Florida is not Florida.
You're speaking in hushed tones.
I know. I've been very dramatic. Kyle and I worked it last week. And when the consultant was there.
Oh, I see.
We had a good meeting with the consultant, didn't we, Kyle?
That's great. He told you to be dramatic.
Yeah. Okay. He said, oneness with. Remember, Kyle, he said that? What was the great lunch we had the Four Seasons at lunch? It was great.
That's good.
Great.
Well, there goes your bonus.
What's that?
You get a bonus?
They told me a couple months ago, here's a bonus. What's that? You get to keep your job. That was my bonus. But yeah, be one with the listener. Be dramatic.
Wow. So be dramatic.
Be dramatic.
Speaking of hush
be
tones.
Like Judy Maggio was on Channel 24. Jeez. Remember how Judy was so dramatic sometimes? The beautiful Judy Maggio?
What a random thought that was.
No. That was an example. Wow. Be like Judy Maggio.
Okay.
Dramatic.
Yeah.
And be with the listener.
Great story in The Athletic today about the greatest call in all of sports, the most famous call in all of sports. I watched all the World Cup games on Telemundo for a variety of reasons. I can't stand the halftime shows and couldn't stand cutting away during the hydration breaks.
Tell them the real reason.
I have a crush on the hosts.
You do. The next Mrs. Ward will be probably from Guadalajara.
Exactly. Yeah.
Guadalajara.
Yep. Yeah. So pleasant.
So beautiful. Yeah. I watched I watched the Spanish show on Netflix last night. It was so good.
Why?
I was bored.
Gosh.
I was bored. The game was over.
Okay. But Telemundo has. So The Athletic today documented there was 300 and something goals scored. And between 9 different Telemundo play-by-play guys, they had 5,432 seconds in goal calls. Okay, 52 seconds.
That's a non-smoker. That guy had some pipes. That's a volume. Yeah,
that guy, that's Andres Cantor.
Oh, sí.
Yeah.
Señor Cantor.
He made that famous. Now, they all do it.
Yeah.
All Telemundo guys do it.
I'm going to make a prediction about football season. I predict my man, my blood, my number one man on Fox Sports. You know, Gus Johnson will incorporate something like goal. For touchdown!
Well, that
I bet
would
he
be
will.
Lame.
Well,
that's lame.
I think Gus will do that. He'll do that for all the fans. All of us who really like Gus Johnson.
That's Telemundo's call.
Well, everything we steal from everybody. Everybody steals from everybody in this biz. They won't know the guys in Ann Arbor or Columbus or Iowa City. They'll go.
They're not going to know that came from Telemundo. You stole that from.
No. Andres Cantor? No.
Apparently, Kansas City is the biggest Spanish-listening city in the nation.
Yeah, it is.
So, there you go. There's your Midwest
crowd.
Yeah,
I'm really curious about the...
Really?
Because the ratings have been Kansas City was 1, Austin was 2, I thought it was St. Louis 3.
I think so, yeah.
And then Dallas and Houston
were... Is that soccer-knowledgeable people, or is that?
I don't know what to, I mean. And what
is that
Kyle
illegal
is saying,
aliens? Is that illegal
me?
Aliens?
It's
are
Kansas those? City.
I know, but there, you know, there are people everywhere. People, laborers around this country, people getting this country. Yeah, well, no, I'm wondering why.
Yeah, I don't either.
I'm just wondering why.
But they were Kansas City was one in both English speaking and Spanish speaking ratings, and Austin was two or three.
See.
And I knew St. Louis, because St. Louis has always been a huge soccer town.
Has it?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Why so?
I don't know. I grew up playing on a Busch club for the summer.
Pardon me?
Busch, you know, the beer?
A Budweiser?
Yeah.
Budweiser.
Yeah, pretty well financed, good coaching.
Mm-hmm.
It's always been. It has a certain style of play, too. Big blonde dudes in St. Louis.
Big blonde dudes. Yep. Isn't that a little racist? You have to go with race on this.
No, I'm just telling
you. Big blonde dudes.
Like, if I was 17 years old and I was in a tournament, I could pick out which team was from St. Louis, and so could everyone else. It's a real distinctive style of play.
There's a lot of Scandinavians over there.
I can't answer. I'd never asked. I said, hey, are you dudes Norwegian and end up in St. Louis?
Yeah.
It's just a bunch of tall guys.
Tall blonde guys.
Yep. Has a certain style of play. I'm just telling you.
Instead from a short, dark-haired guy
exactly,
from Westlake.
Exactly, from West Austin. So,
speaking of beer, did you hear this story? A six-pack of Budweiser could cost an Alaskan pilot his $95,000 plane unless the Supreme Court agrees the punishment doesn't fit the crime. The court today said it would hear the pilot's argument that surrendering his Cessna U206D to the government after he illegally tried to fly beer into a village where alcohol is banned amounts to an excessive fine under the Constitution. Ken Jopie, a longtime pilot, Bush pilot, says he's been fighting the case for more than a decade. What happened was a guy on his plane had a bag and it had a six pack. The plane lands and they say, you can't do that. They took his plane.
Where the hell was he?
Well, he was in Alaska in some small little village. Where
you can't have beer in Alaska?
You cannot distribute beer or move it across state in Alaska.
It's beer.
I know, and they took his plane. They took Ken's plane.
What law is this? What law can you not take beer across state lines?
And why is our Supreme Court dealing with it?
Because the guy hadn't got his plane back. Alaska still has a plane.
What kind of fascist regime steals a plane?
I know, the people, Sarah Palin.
For beer.
Yeah. Because the state's unique difficulties in combating alcohol, and because many communities are accessible primarily by the air, the state legislature said airplanes used to illegally import alcohol can be seized. I know, it's stupid. It was a six-pack, and it wasn't the pilot's beer. It was his passenger's beer.
Wait. So prohibition is in effect in Alaska.
In a way, yeah. This is part, a lot of government agencies exploit fines and forfeiture. Remember when they get stopped, you got over $10,000, we'll take the money?
It's awful.
This is like this. But this poor guy's now in his 80s.
So what is that plane worth now? $500,000 plane or something?
$95,000 plane.
Okay.
Yeah.
For $10 six-pack.
Yeah, six-pack of Budweiser. And it wasn't even his.
How is that not excessive?
It is excessive, and that's what I think the members of the Supreme Court are going to rule. That's excessive.
Well, how the hell did it get to the Supreme Court?
Because the lower courts agreed with the Alaska statutes. The appeals court.
Who are you electing, not that we're any better in this state, but who are you electing to office that has a law that is so upside down that a $12 violation is worthy of a $100,000 loss?
Teetotalers you're electing, I guess. It wasn't like 58 cases of Budweiser. It was a six-pack.
I mean, this is the death penalty for Reese's Pieces shoplifting.
That's it. Yeah. Excessive. Yeah. And the Supreme Court, I hope and I pray, will side with Ken in this and give him back his plane. Poor guy.
He's going to die before he gets his plane back.
I know he can't probably fly anymore. You want an 80-year-old flying? Ken, where are you going?
Man.
Yeah.
That... I don't understand how it's worked its way through the court system.
Well,
what kind of law is written that way?
It's
I mean, surely he's not the first. Like, So if you were to drive, I guess you can't drive.
You can't drive. You got to go by Bush. He's a Bush pilot.
Okay. Let's say you got your Huskies and you loaded up and you took a bottle of wine with you. And I don't know why, but the cops saw the bottle of wine. I'd lose all my dogs and my sled and everything.
They'd take the dogs, yeah. The Alaska Supreme Court. The Alaska Supreme Court backed the seizure even after assuming the pilot's version of the speed facts.
Is Sarah Palin on that court?
No, she's not. Quoting now, we hold that the forfeiture does not violate the excessive fines clause because it is not grossly disproportional to the gravity of the harm caused by Jopie's alcohol import offense. It was a six-pack.
Forfeiture laws are
terrible. For the most part.
For the most part, it's just outrageous. Mm-hmm. But I get how dollar for dollar you can see. So I get that. You either pay me the fine or we take your stuff that's equal to the six-pack. But you're playing for a six-pack.
Yeah, he's playing.
It's patently un-American.
It is patently un-American. I just want to bring that story up. We're talking about Budweiser and the blondes from St. Louis.
They are, though.
They're blondes.
Some guys have dark hair, but they all look the same. They're all the same height. They cross the bowl like crazy.
Color, Jeff. It could be blonde, brunette, tall, short.
If you were mean, you're chasing a bunch of tall dudes in St. Louis all summer.
Like my man from the Netherlands, that kind?
Well, they're not that big. They're skinny.
Oh, really?
A little clunky, too. But they have a certain style of play, yeah.
Blonde, skinny, clunky St. Louis soccer players.
Uh-huh.
I can't wait to hear what you have to say about some other deal.
Well, just identifying a style of play, that's all. I played Monterrey, Mexico, too, for a while. Identified a style of play there, too. Very distinct.
You're playing Guadalajara.
Hang on. Probably, yeah. Yeah, I spent...
It's Guadalajara's a beautiful city. I've never been there. It's beautiful here.
I was 14 years old.
Yeah.
Nothing mattered to me then.
You just sang that song really as good as anybody.
I played Monterrey for a while.
Monterrey?
Some clubs there, yeah.
Did you play in Cunha, any of you Cunha?
Where?
Via Cunha on the border.
did not
play soccer down
of.
There. Did you score down there?
Yeah, I don't know.
Goal.
I'm not going to talk anymore.
Back on 102.7 ESPN right after these.
Jeff Ward and Ed Clements. Afternoons 4 to 6 on 102.7 ESPN.
How do airplanes fly? What's in this box? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Learn how to store your gun securely and make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Check out the podcast page at 1027ESPN.com. Now back to the Jeff and Ed Show.
All right, got a few more moments left before we join Trey Elling in Tampa, Florida in the SEC Media Days. Ward Manuel, the athletic director of Michigan, will step down after the end of the year. It's been an interesting tenure. He's been there 11 years, and in the last few years, Michigan has won a national title in football. They won a national title last year in basketball, but around all these positive accolades for the team, it's been a very controversial tenure for Ward Manuel. He was there during the Connor Stallion sign-stealing with Jim Harbaugh when Jim Harbaugh was suspended like six games. He was there, was it last year? Yeah, with Sherrone Moore. Sherrone Moore, the former Oklahoma Sooner who was the head coach, he was handpicked by Jim Harbaugh when he went back to pro football. Sherrone Moore was handpicked by Jim, and he had an ugly tenure, and it concluded with the exposure of his mistress, his girlfriend, who worked for the athletic department and ended up when it was exposed and he went to this woman's house and tried to kill himself with a butter knife, threatened her, and it was an ugly, ugly deal. She's now suing Michigan.
You know why this guy had a job?
Pardon me?
Do you know why he kept his job?
Because they won the national titles in football and basketball.
And basketball,
yes.
Right.
While you were reading, I said that earlier.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did. You can read your phone because I do that too, but
maybe
I let in
with
that.
Tones.
I know, it was
I just couldn't hear you. You're doing hushed tones so quietly, I can't hear you.
It's like the consultant told me. Yeah, it was He won national titles. Texas has never won a national title in basketball. He won it last year, won the football title with Harbaugh.
Okay. Devil's advocate here. What did he do that was so wrong?
He let the sign stealing go on and the Harbaugh one is obviously just blatant cheating to the nth degree. He had a terrible tenure with basketball when he fired the old coach.
Why didn't the university president fire Jim Harbaugh?
Because football is bigger than the university president,
right.
Jeff.
So what was this guy going to do to Jim Harbaugh?
He should have controlled it. He should have done self-sanctions. He should have stopped that crapola.
He would have lost his job.
We should have stopped it. Listen, sign stealing at Northern Iowa or Western
and that's
Michigan.
That's the least of it. They were stealing signs. He had the other guy that was downloading track girls on a stolen computer who's going to federal prison.
That wasn't Bo's grandson.
Just dropped in N-bombs.
That was Bo Schembechler.
Yeah. No, but they had the quarterback coach that was hacking computers to get pictures of girls?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is this staff doing?
Correct. and conversely, Sharon Moore, when it was a terribly kept secret that he was having this sexual relationship with his assistant. And
yeah, but
he let it go.
Well, in the grand scheme of things, that was the least of their problems. That old... So, I mean, the guy, well, he got Kyle Whittingham, too.
He did
not
that?
Not that it was that hard, but...
No, it's not hard to hire somebody in Michigan, Jeffrey.
I know, but I think they kept the guy on until they got, you know, everything smoothed out. Because if he would have gone to calls the university president and says, I got to fire Jim Harbaugh. Things are chaos. We got one dude hacking computers. We got sign stealing. And Harbaugh is running this place. And it's unacceptable. I'm letting Jim go.
He shouldn't have I think he should have let Connor go really early and done something to Jim and keep him. Because Jim was a great coach. Even after, you know, they lost to TCU and then they won the next year with...
But the Jim Harbaugh time at Michigan... Because all that matters is winning, but the Jim Harbaugh time at Michigan produced quite a cast of characters.
Oh, it did.
Including Sharon Moore.
Indeed, it did. And
who was very aware of the sign stealing.
They all were. Everybody.
The place is a mess.
It is. Okay, we got to go. But trailing. You know who Trey's lined up? I know he's going to talk about Greg Sankey, the commissioner, in his comments today. Any special guests that our man's going to have on from Tampa, Florida?
Yeah, it's got a guest far more important than the SEC, blah, blah, blah. It's Sarah Palin.
Sarah Palin, you think she'll discuss this Budweiser controversy?
She's on to make the case that she wants to take this guy's airplane away from him for a six-pack.
For the king of beers.
You know, law and order.
Law and order in Alaska.
In Alaska.
Because you let one six-pack in.
That's right.
You'll have more six-packs flying
Next
in.
Next thing you know, there's a bottle of wine.
Yeah. Oh, man.
The place is out of control.
All right. Thank you, Kyle. See you tomorrow here on 102.7 ESPN.
Jeff Ward and Ed Clements. Afternoons 4 to 6 on 102.7 ESPN.